Exciting episode of, it is recording, and it is an exciting episode of the Shooting USA podcast because it's the first one from the Sands Convention Center and the 2018 SHOT Show. I'm going to roll the camera, and the camera is now rolling.
Awesome.
Because this is not only an audio podcast, it's also a video podcast, and my first guest is the lovely Julie Golub. She needs no introduction, but I'm going to give her one anyway. Champion shooter, mother, wife, author, and now candidate for the NRA's board of directors. We have a lot of things to talk about. Julie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
How about that for an intro?
That was crazy.
A little more coffee?
A little more.
Just keep it going. So what are we doing? What are we going to talk about first? How about the NRA's board of directors run?
Sure. Let's kick that off. It's going to be an exciting year. I decided to take on another project, which is, you know, typical of me. But I'm really excited about the opportunity to take the next step and really help our NRA members connect with one another and grow the organization.
Well, I think that's the first question that I have, and maybe a lot of the people have, which is, you know, what can you do different? How can you help?
So, you know, it's no secret that I love the shooting sports, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of research out there. Of course, we have our 16 million plus CCW holders. We have our 7 million hunters. But in 2014 alone, more than 50 million Americans went target shooting.
Right.
That's huge. We need to find a way to connect with them because I fell in love with the Second Amendment and the reasons for owning firearms because of the shooting sports. It's such a great connection point. And I think that we have a huge opportunity to really relate our message to this group of people that's, you know, open.
Well, as you know, that's been our drive for a long time.
Yes.
And that is growing the shooting sports of all descriptions because the more people engaged in the shooting sports means more people at the consumer level and more people essentially honing their skills when it comes to the safe and accurate handling of firearms.
Right.
As a mother, I think you bring a unique perspective potentially to the NRA because there's additional people that can be reached when you're looking at the family as a whole.
Yes. Yes.
If you can bring mom in, now it's an automatic that you can bring the kids in.
Absolutely. And what's neat about this time is that, you know, typically board of directors skew a little bit older.
Sure.
You know, and that's because they have a little bit more time and they've obviously built a career around whatever cause they're supporting. And so I feel a little bit like the young underdog coming in, but it's going to be exciting. And I think that kind of perspective, being open to it, is really what's going to make us grow.
Well, as you know, in this modern era, we have things like social media and you're a master of it. So you have that following. You have a basis that may not necessarily apply to some of the other known candidates who are out there, who've been out there, some of those guys who are a little bit older.
Yeah.
So I think you might be underselling yourself a little bit. You're not that big of an underdog.
Well, I know that it's definitely something that I'm going to take seriously. I took a look at my schedule and I've reduced the number of competitions I'm going to shoot this year so that I can be sure that I can be always there so you can connect with me on social or wherever so I can hear your thoughts and concerns, whether you're an NRA member or not.
Sure.
So that we can continue to work towards this common goal, which is to preserve the Second Amendment.
And that's the thing that I think we wrap up the NRA portion of this interview with is, what's the call to action? What do you need people to do?
So the NRA Board of Directors, you have to be a life member or higher or a member in good standing for at least 5 consecutive years. There's still time to join as a life member. You have until March 15th. There's a great link on Shooting USA.
There you go. Jim Scouten will pay $10 towards your membership.
Absolutely.
If you join at ShootingUSA.com.
Absolutely. And you can, you know, get your ballot and make your vote. You can head to the NRA annual meetings and vote there. It's a pretty exciting thing.
That is an excellent way to segue into the next topic.
Yes.
Which is your most recent release as an author.
Yes. I brought a copy for you guys.
That's beautiful. The boys are going to love it.
This is my newest book, Toys, Tools, Guns, and Rules.
Show the people.
Sure. It's a children's book about gun safety. And it dovetails in with the Eddie Eagle messaging of, you know, avoidance. Stop. Mm-hmm. Don't touch. Go get an adult.
Sure.
But it goes in a little bit more detail. I talk about the anatomy of the firearm because, you know,
right,
your children are curious.
Well, they want to know. Yeah. They want to be interested. They want to understand.
If there's a button or a dial or
right,
a trigger, they're going to press, pull, push, whatever.
Exactly.
So it dives into that. And it also addresses the fact that the firearms are everywhere and that so many people use them, not just military law enforcement, but you have competition shooters, you have CCW holders, you have everyday people, and we need to get rid of this taboo that it's only for certain people because it's for Americans.
Right. I've had a great deal of success with my children in that education is exposure.
Yeah.
Let's go shoot. Let's understand, number one, how it works, what it is, and what it's capable of in a safe environment. And then with that knowledge, they can walk away and say, hey, I know what that thing will do. Or
yes.
I've seen that before. My dad's got one like that. Or my dad's got one that's better than that.
Right.
Or what have you. So I think that ties in nicely with this. This is an excellent tool and a great starting point for a family that's going to be firearm safe.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we're here at the Smith & Wesson booth at the Sands Convention Center at the 2018 SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. And if you can't be here with us to join us, you can be with us via the social media feeds and later on via your good old-fashioned television.
Absolutely.
But we obviously, in benefit of Smith & Wesson, have to talk about something Smith & Wesson. And we've got one of the new deals here.
We do. This is one of the brand new M&P Shield 2.0s.
Yep.
And this one has a little extra special love.
You bet.
With a green laser attachment.
Well, you know, with the family marriage between Smith & Wesson and Crimson Trace under the big banner, you can now get stuff like this already out of the box and at a beautiful price point. You can't build this gun for the $549 MSRP.
It's really amazing. And to have it integrated right in, you don't have to worry about, you know, the attachment point or sticking something on a Picatinny rail. It's really neat to just have it all in one package.
And we've had some time on the range with this gun.
We
shot a pro tip. It was the red laser version.
Yep.
At that time, the green laser wasn't ready for TV. But you've seen that maybe already on one of the recent new episodes of Shooting USA, Julie teaching a pro tip on how a laser not only benefits you in an emergency situation, but also in a practicing situation.
Yeah.
Really, really nice stuff. You mentioned earlier that you're going to be limiting some of your competitions, but that doesn't mean all of them.
No.
What are you going to be shooting this year for the 2018 season?
So it's pretty exciting. It's one of the few years and seasons that the shooting sports kind of have aligned a little bit. So it's going to be a heavy Bianchi season through the spring and the summer. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to switch things up to the carry optics division for USPSA because that's all in the fall.
Yes.
So it's going to be exciting.
And some rule changes in carry optics now. So you can go full capacity in magazines.
Yeah.
And that makes it a little more fun. That's like open gun light.
Yeah, it really is. And it's you know, such a fun way for the local level to grow. You know, you look at a lot of people who want to shoot open because they have eye issues.
Sure.
Now you can throw a red dot optic on top of an M&P core, and you're good to go. You can go play with everybody and have a great time.
And it's affordable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not terribly expensive. It's basically just the cost of that optic above the cost of what you would be doing if you were going to shoot the production division.
Right. And you don't have to worry about expensive ammunition, loading it. You can go buy factory ammo.
Sure.
It's super easy.
Sure. Awesome stuff. Always, always fun to sit down and talk. And we have so much to talk about this time. It was great.
I know.
What a great way to kick off the 2018 SHOT Show and do it on video.
Ooh,
we've
got
more coming from the show, so stay tuned to the social media feeds. And if you've got questions, be sure to get them in the comments, like and share the video.